Oh, it's just another 1,999th crazy allegation somebody says will break down there.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, we just have the rumor that it may break, and I don't think it will, but we're prepared for it anyway.
Well, you mean the same situation?
Yes, sir.
Well, where did they get it and how did it come from?
It came to Bill from Drew Pearson, and he says it's going to be a Liberty Lobby accusation. But it's all been thoroughly checked out. There's absolutely nothing to it. Now, we've had innumerable ones to the same effect, as you know, and none of them has come out, none of them has taken place. I mean, the charge has not been made. And this is, in all probability, this is just another one of the rumors. The charge will not be made, but in any event, we're all standing by for it.
What if you couldn't get some good psychiatrist to help you in advance?
Well, I don't know that that'd be usable.
Well, you might. I don't know who can determine it, or I don't know what kind of lie detector test you can take, but if there is one that can determine it one way or the other, it seems to me that you ought to call them in and say that we've heard all these vicious things, what they're going to say and do, and just ask the best people in the world, and here's what they say, and let's say that it's a hoax.
Well, I think the best answer to this is a libel action, if it occurs, and immediately, and that's what we have been all set to do. You know, that's a difficult field, but to the extent we've gone into this as thoroughly as anybody can, and I believe that a libel action would be safe, and I think the thing to do is to say immediately one of these things comes out, if it does, which I doubt.
They told him that Birch had wired each state chairman to stand by between 12 and 6.
Yes, sir.
That he was going to have the greatest scandal in the history of the world.
Well, there are two things that have heard about. I told one to Jack last night, Jack Valenti. You know that was about the cabinet.
Yeah.
And then this is the other thing.
Well, but now you reckon this is something you haven't heard about?
It's very likely, yes, sir.
He just called just now. As we landed, I'm just getting ready to go to Nassau.
Yes.
And said that Birch, the chairman, had wired each state chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And told them to stand by between 12 and 6.
Yeah.
They had the all-time great.
Well, we heard substantially the same thing a couple of days ago, that they were going on Saturday between noon and 6 o'clock to launch this thing. Sometime between then and all the Birch Society chapters throughout the country had been alerted. We heard that 2 days ago, as I recall, and Mr. Hoover and everybody else has been trying to ferret it out. And the telephone call I got yesterday from Hoover was the most that he had been able to dig out.
Yeah.
And then today there's this additional rumor.
You talk to Bill and see where he got this. Greatest of all time between 12 and 6 today.
Yes, sir.
And then you try to be ready to be answered so we get the same story, because we just have one more paper.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know where Clark is. You ought to find him, though, and have him available.
All right.
And I'll be driving in Nassau, but I guess they can get me some way.
Yep. Well, we'll stand by and wait for it if anything happens. Fellas have been running a war of nerves on us here with all these charges. none of which they really make.
Now, Bill ought to call Les Carpenter and tell him. And tell Les Carpenter he's heard this and see if Les can't find his source that's been giving us good information.
All right, sir.
And maybe Bill has a source that might get you a little advance information on it. I'm going to be here in New York, and I imagine they'll pound on me pretty heavy. And I'll need to have your advice pretty quick.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Be available.